You are listening to the Estheticians Earning More podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 142.
Welcome to the Estheticians Earning More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised, or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together, and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Hi, how are you? Welcome back. I'm so excited to be back with you today. I am really excited to talk about today's episode because I feel like a lot of my esthetician clients need a little bit of a pep talk lately. Because even if your business is going well, like even if you're making money and you're selling product and people are booking all the things that we want, right? You can still feel a little like not great in your business. And I just want to like consistently normalize that. That's just human brain behavior, to not always feel great in your business, to feel a little, you know, needing some love. So that's what I'm here for today. Today we're going to talk about a concept that I've learned from one of my favorite psychologist, Dr. Becky. She's Dr. Becky Good Inside is like her brand, Good Inside. She's a parenting therapist, researcher. That's how I learned about her. Her book and all her things. And I just really love her philosophies of people and how to approach dealing with small people, also known as children. And I've learned a lot of things from her that I think is a helpful for dealing with people in business, because whether they're tiny children that have lots of feelings or big adults that have lots of feelings, the principles and the concepts are really interchangeable because they're just people at the end of the day, right? And the concept that she talks about, and I think I may have the title wrong. So if I do, then maybe it's mine now, it's mine. But no, I think it's really her. I think this is the title, but it's the most generous interpretation of something. Okay. So stay with me here. I know that's like a very long way of saying something, but most generous interpretation of an event or something that happens. The reason that I want to talk about this with you today is because there's a cycle of things that happen in business that I see with my esthetician clients. And this is the cycle. It goes from something happens, a client does something or says something or doesn't do something, and the esthetician then interprets it a certain way. And then the esthetician feels a certain way. And then it's really hard for them to show up in their business in a way that's actually sustainable, that's going to grow their business, that's going to continue to show up for other clients, right? It's like this chain of event of like the client does or doesn't do or says something, the esthetician interprets it a certain way, and then the esthetician, it kind of derails them. They start spiraling. Some of the different things that can happen in a business is a client cancels, right? Or client no-shows, right?
a client does not rebook. You know, you're checking them out and they're like, thank you so much. And then they don't rebook. Client doesn't buy a product, right? Maybe you look at your books and you feel like your month is slow. That's another thing that happens in your business that you may interpret a certain way. And then you kind of maybe spiral and not in a great way, right? Or you put a lot of energy into posting on social media lately and their posts are not performing. We talked about this last week. And then you start, like, you interpret a certain way that tends to lead to a spiral of really not feeling great about yourself, right? So it's like this, like, it's this cycle that estheticians go through because that's how brains work. Again, we're going back to brain education. Brains work this way. It's to protect ourselves, right? It's like, something doesn't work, something's like not a good thing, then I'm going to do everything I can to stop that from happening again, right? Someone cancels. I don't want people canceling. Like, this is a problem. This is not great. I'm going to freak out, right? Like, that's how your primitive brain wants to interpret it. And that's what is the loudest in your brain. And that's what's going to just go off instantly when these events happen. Before I kind of go into what I want your generous interpretations to be of these events, I want to just do a quick reminder that you still need to have boundaries with people. You still need to tell people no when these things happen. You still need to charge people because you're running a business. You can still have a lot of compassion for people. Things happen, they have to cancel or whatever it is, why the event is happening, right? Like a big sigh as I say that, because it's just like, sometimes it's just like, oh my gosh, really, right? You still have compassion for people and tell them no and charge them. So like those things still are there. And if like people are canceling at an alarming rate or whatever, maybe we need to like look at your policies and things like that to kind of protect your business. I don't really like using the word protect because I feel like it puts you on a defense. And this isn't a defensive strategy. This is just a business strategy. There's no defense in business. It's just like, this is what it is here, right? Like, we come to appointments, and if you can't, we understand, and you're going to get charged. Like, there's not, I'm not defending myself. I'm not hurting you. I'm not attacking you. I'm just, this is what we do here, right? I've talked a lot about this. I will continue talking about this. If you want more episodes on that, go back to some other episodes where I talk about boundaries. But I want to just, that's a big part of this. So this doesn't mean because we're having a generous interpretation of an event, it means we just like let everything slide. Okay. So they're not the same thing. Okay. So let's say someone, your books are pretty full for next week, and then three people cancel. Two of them reschedule for later the month or next month, and one does not. I know where your brain is probably going. It's like, my prices are too high. People can't afford me. I should never raise my prices again. Or I was thinking of raising them. Now I shouldn't. There's a recession. No one has any money anymore. Now those people canceled. Now everyone else is going to cancel. I'm not going to make enough money this month. It's like this like complete spiraling, right? Of like, go into like scarcity mode, right? Like, I don't know what we're going to do, you know, just complete panic. That is an often interpretation of that event of people, two people canceling. Let's say three, because two reschedules and one doesn't. Another interpretation that would be more generous for you and for them, right? Or being generous to your clients as well, because being, I think, generous to your clients can also soften sometimes the way you respond to them in a way that's more sustainable for your business, because you're not like mad and frustrated. You're just like, oh, bummer. I really was hoping, you know, to see you or whatever, but you're not panicking. So let's talk about what could be happening, why three people canceled for next week. I'm just going to give you a couple of ideas of what it could be. They're sick. They have a work project that they have due at the end of next week, and they are so far behind, they know they have to stay late every day to keep up. Their mom just told them they were coming to visit. Their child they just got a notification from the school that there's a school event that they didn't know about. Okay, the list could go on, and I actually want you to write down, knowing your clients, what could it be? If I was your client and I all of a sudden canceled, 9 times out of 10, either my daughter is sick or my husband got called in for a flight and I can't, I don't have childcare. Those are the reasons I'm sick, but I don't get sick that often. It's usually one of those two reasons, right? Why I'd have to cancel or reschedule an appointment. Not because your prices. No, not because I don't love you and love coming in. That's not why. It's because of these external things in my life. And if you think that about the person, if you go to reach out to them, if they haven't rescheduled or you're interacting with them, you're like, oh, this is so hard for you. I'm so sorry. You have a lot of compassion for them, a lot of empathy for them. And then you're not taking any of it personal. It's not a reflection of you and your business at all. And you can turn that energy of like, oh, bummer for them. I'm now going to find people who I know have been trying to get in and they couldn't. Or I'm going to use that time to work on my business to get more people in, market more, all the things that I do to get more people in. Yeah, it's a bummer. I wanted that money and needed that money. Of course. Of course. Come on. Let's be real. But it's not, does not mean all of these things that you've tried to make, your brain's tried to make it mean. Okay, we're gonna do a couple more, okay? Another one, your month is slow. If you're watching the video, I'm putting it in quotation marks. Your month is slow. I don't know what that means because it means something different for everyone. Some of my clients, they tell me their month is slow and they have 3 people booked for the entire month. Some people tell me their month is slow and they have 3 openings for the entire month. Okay, so I always ask my clients, like, what does that mean? Tell me what that means to you, because that slow means nothing. And I actually rarely actually is true when people tell me that. Maybe it's less appointments at this far in the month than you were the month before, but you also forget people book last minute. Like people, we forget all of these things. Our brains just kind of go into panic always. It's slow. I have 2 openings tomorrow. Like, okay, but what's your month look like? Okay, so what is the most generous interpretation you can give yourself when you look at your books and your brain tells you your month is slow? Okay, one of them is to actually look and count. Now, if you count and there are less appointments than previous months, another generous interpretation could be people are busy. It's a spring break. Spring break for a lot of people right now. Like in Georgia, like the weather's like California weather. It's so wonderful. I'm like, oh, this makes me miss California. It's like cool in the morning and warm in the afternoons. And like, it's like fun to be outside, which is like not a thing for a lot of the year here. Like I really hate the hot summer. I hate being outside in summertime. Like maybe they're just like, I'm canceling because the weather is great and I want to like go do something, right? Maybe they're canceling. You know, maybe they didn't book for that reason. Like maybe they just know this month is going to be like a busy month for them. Like one of my friends here, she's trying to take the bar exam. So if she was getting regular services somewhere, I would think this month she wouldn't schedule because she's like all of her time is going into studying when she's not working or with her child, right? Like why would people who normally come aren't coming? That is, again, no reflection of you or your business. Things in their own life. Maybe they forgot. Maybe they're just a busy person. Maybe they have a job and they're trying to grow their own business and they have a family and they're going to school, right? Like, you know, they have so many plates in the air and they just forgot. They just totally forgot. It's nothing to do with you. I always want you to look at it as if it's nothing to do with you. Now, if you feel like it is a consistent problem with you and there's something that needs to change, that's a different conversation. But if I had to guess, that's not the problem. What would be another generous interpretation of if your post didn't perform on Instagram or wherever, TikTok, whatever you post on? Again, I want you to look at what that looks like for you. We talked about this a couple episodes ago, but like if 10 people liked it and you only have room for 10 people on your books, like new people, and maybe 5 of those people were clients and 5 of them weren't, that's performing. So how can you give that generous interpretation of yourself? Like, this is actually great. Like, I don't need 100 likes for it to perform. I don't need 14,000 views. Like that one post that I still have as of now sold 14,000. That just like, nothing changed, right? Like, still nothing has happened that's any different. Like, life is still the same here. 14,000 does not mean successful post in this business, right? It's like, that is not always, like, maybe shares and saves and other things or other metrics are so much more important than how many likes. Like, how can you look at something in a different way that maybe is more truthful and more generous to yourself when it comes to posting? And then if someone didn't reschedule, a generous way to look at this would be maybe their month is crazy. Maybe, like, for instance, for me, I'm now getting my lashes done, which I love. And we were trying to schedule for April. And I was like, I don't have my husband's schedule yet. And my daughter's in preschool. I am working. So I don't have that time to go. And so I have to go when he's home and his schedule. So as soon as he gets his schedule, like, I will contact you. But, like, maybe people don't communicate that to you. Like, are they, that is true. They just haven't, like, they got the schedule and then they forgot, you know, like, things are happening, right? They just need you to reach out to them because they haven't heard from, like, you know what I mean? Like, again, it's not because they didn't, like, not because I don't love my lashes. It's because I just have a lot of things going on in my life. And my lashes are not my top priority, even though I love them, right? You can still be super important to someone and still be high on their budget, high on their priority, high on they want to come and see you and get your service, and they forget about you. That's 1,000% true. But I think we think them forgetting about us means that we're forgettable, right? That we're, like, not relevant, that we're not good, that we're not, like, worth their money and time. But that's not true. And that's also just so ungenerous and unkind to yourself. We could just choose to believe that people have busy lives just like you do. I'm sure you need to get your teeth cleaned or whatever, right? You go get physical. I get messages from my doctor's office like, you come to get a physical, right? It doesn't mean I hate my doctor. I just, like, getting around to doing it it's hard. I forget, and I also just don't want to go. maybe I shouldn't use physical as an example. But do you know what I mean there, right? Like, if you're going to look at something like this in your business and you can choose to look at it as your business is failing, you're never going to make any money again, you're not making enough money, it's not enough. Or, that didn't go the way I was hoping it would go, but I can still contact these people. I can still spend that time working on these things in my business that I've been needing to work on. I can spend the time marketing. I can spend the time making reels. I can spend that time talking to people about my business. I can spend that time doing other things that I really need to do in my business. So this is actually a good thing. I often wouldn't put cancellations on Instagram because I was like, I can, like, take a minute and, like, get some stuff done that I, like, can be putting off my business that aren't, like, super important, but things I do need to do that I can just, like, know I can just get these things done. Like, I have 45 minutes or an hour because someone canceled and I'm going to sit down and get all of this stuff done and I'm going to feel a lot better to have this off my plate. And yes, I would have rather been making money, but now these things are done. Like, that's a great, generous way to interpret it. Sometimes in my one-to-one coaching business, if you don't know, I do discovery calls as the first step to working with me. You can actually just sign up from my website, but most people want to talk. So they schedule a discovery call with me and we talk. It's totally free. It's great. Sometimes people don't show up for the calls. Okay, it does happen. It's happened to me more than I thought it would happen. They don't show up because it's a free call, right? So there's not, like, they haven't paid for it. They forget. And I could interpret it as they hate me. They think I'm awful. I'm irrelevant. I could really go down a rabbit hole of, like, people don't value my time. People don't respect me. You know, right? I can go down, like, a whole rabbit hole. Nine times out of 10, when people don't show up, it's because they forgot. Truly, they forgot. They're not pulling one over on me. They forgot. They're in a different time zone than me, and they got confused on time zones. Even though the system does it for them, they still sometimes people, you can get, I get confused on time zones all the time. So people get confused still sometimes, like, wait, is it or this wrong day? They thought it was like today and it's tomorrow, you know, whatever, that's happened. Or what happens the most is they can't figure out how to get on the call because it's a Google Meet call. So they're waiting for me to call them and then nothing happens. So they're just like sitting there waiting. So I'll email them or message them like, hey, are we on the call? And they're like, yeah, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, oh, this is how to do it. But if I just immediately was like, they don't value me, they hate me. If I send them a message like, hey, you had a call and you didn't show up and like whatever. My most generous interpretation is they can't get on. They can't figure out how to get on, or they forgot. Cause that's usually what happens. So that's what I'm going to choose to believe. I can still be like disappointed or discouraged or frustrated. Sure. I'm a human being. I'm allowed to be like, oh man, what's happening? Why aren't they here? Right? Like part of me feels rejected instantly. Then I'm like, wait a minute. They may have mixed up the days. Wait a minute. They don't understand. It's a Google Meet and they're waiting for me to call them on the phone and they're sitting by their phone holding their phone like, why isn't she calling me, right? Like, that's very possible. That's not being delusional. That's being realistic of probably what's happening. Now, have people signed up for discovery calls with me and then I email them and message them and like, hey, did you forget? Or hey, are you having a hard time on the call? And then like, they never get back to me ever again. Yes, that does happen. But I still just choose to believe that they just changed their mind and they just didn't want to hurt my feelings. That's what I just choose to believe. I could choose to believe that they think I'm horrible or that they don't respect me, or like I could choose to believe all of these things, but it's probably not true for someone to go out of their way to schedule a call and then not show up is not because of me, right? It really isn't. May have changed their mind, may have forgotten, whatever. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know why it happens. But I don't get mad. And if they're like, oh, can I schedule the call? Absolutely. If they do it like multiple times in a row, I'll be like, okay, I can't keep waiting to talk to you, right? But what I also have always, whenever I have a discovery call scheduled, I have something else in my mind of what I'm going to do during that time if the person doesn't show up. Like I have something I'm going to work on. So that I'm like, I'm not wasting that time. So I just want to remind you, give you another hug, that your brain is going to want to present the most horrible interpretation. It's going to be really strong too. But you get to just like take a deep breath and go, okay. What else could be going on? And I want you to focus on that instead. Okay? That's it for today. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. Have a fantastic week. Bye.
Hey, if you like this podcast, please rate and review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. I cannot tell you how much that helps my podcast grow. So you can click 5 stars if you like it and you want to give me 5 stars. And please leave a review about telling me why you like it so that I can help other estheticians grow their business. Thank you so much.